Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
We gotta leave that in, dude. We gotta leave that in. Please leave that in.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
That was so impressive.
That was Deuce Butthole.
Yeah, welcome. We do audio syncs here with our buttholes.
That was awesome.
That was really impressive. I've never been more attracted to you in my life until right now.
I think that's the first time I've laughed during audio syncing.
Audio sync funny moments.
All right. That was so good.
That was great. That was wonderful.
Yeah, hey.
What up? Hello.
Has it been a while? I don't know. When was the last time we did the podcast?
It's been a while.
Feels like it's been forever.
We're recording this the day before it's being posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that means we're up to date, dude.
Yeah.
We're up to date with the times.
We are. Uh-huh. We are. What can we talk about today? Monday, goons.
I don't prepare to come into this.
Goons. Oh, I wasn't expecting to start after the fart, said Dr. Seuss.
I got a question I was thinking about asking you guys.
And go for it. Go for it.
I think I already know everyone's answer, but what do you guys think about YouTube removing?
Baloney.
Yes.
The dislike button?
Yeah, why did YouTube remove the dislike?
I don't know.
Like the dislike counter?
Because they're stupid.
There's still the button. You can still dislike shit.
But it's invisible, right? So
all it does is like let those fucking stupid ass fake spam helping videos get away with shit. Like it doesn't actually help any real creators. I don't understand why hell they did that.
Is it to counteract more of like cancel culture type shit? Like when they removed when they rounded up sub counts?
Yeah, which I mean, I'm always down to like help people from getting overly like spammed by bullshit if they even did a minor thing and you know BTS stains are mad about it or whatever, like that's fine, but I just don't understand why the fuck they did that. YouTube makes some of the most brain dead decisions.
Some people need to be canceled.
Shouldn't it be an opt-in thing though? Like I don't mind if my dislikes are there.
Exactly. Yeah,
That's a big problem with YouTube is they don't give you the options for stuff. They just we're gonna do it and you're gonna like it.
Although the only thing I will give them is they have listened to their creators in the past multiple times about changing things.
Yeah.
Which I don't think a single other social media does. They do stick with horseshit sometimes, which is annoying. But they have listened to creators about like
Susan's a lot better about YouTube. Than, I don't even know who the past person was.
Oh yeah, I have no idea.
Not a clue.
I
don't Gerald. Know.
I guess.
Gerald. Carl, Gerald Ford,
Dave,
CEO Gerald Chungus.
Yeah, whoever used to own YouTube was pretty. Whoever used to manage, it's not own YouTube because Google owns YouTube.
CEO.
What is it?
CEO.
Whoever the past CEO of YouTube was just did not give a fuck about anything.
Especially not gaming.
I can't blame them. They were losing money on YouTube the whole time. They were probably just like, fuck this stupid fucking platform, this fucking teenager.
How
just like,
the fuck were they losing money on YouTube?
YouTube then? Still
in
loses
the early
money.
Days, at least.
YouTube isn't profitable.
Yeah.
YouTube is not profitable. It like basically balances itself, but it's just the IP is worth so much to have. To be YouTube is like massive for Google overall. So they keep it because it's like a highly desirable platform, obviously. But like to Google itself, YouTube does not pull in revenue very much, despite the fact that they're taking 40%
of
ours.
Though.
With all the ads and all the, that's impressive as fuck that they don't.
Well, do you know how many bullshit videos are uploaded to YouTube a day that they have to like farm the servers for?
Yeah,
like their server room.
Not
is
like that,
probably,
but I feel like at least 50% of the stuff that's being uploaded is not monetized, and it has to take up space
now.
Somewhere on a server, so it's just not making money. YouTube, I'm honestly surprised they haven't done this yet. They would probably make so much money if they were to get adult ads and put them on demonetized videos.
I thought they were talking about that. Did that not ever
happen? Yeah, I remember hearing about that a while back, like at least like well, a year ago. But
they've adjusted demonetized videos. Like I had a video go demonetized like 3 weeks ago, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it still made like probably a third of what normal videos make, which compared to before was like nothing. Like we literally got nothing before.
Revenue would be like your CPM would be like 4 cents.
Yeah. So I mean it's better than it was, but I don't know if they have like full on like I don't know why they don't have like South Park ads or something. Just some random bullshit.
I think in protest we should all upload videos of us taking a shit on the toilet.
I've already done. It's unlisted.
That's a fantastic idea, Soup. Do you
all at the same time.
Not ready to go.
I've been just waiting for the same, day.
Down to the second. Every YouTuber we know.
Yep.
I don't understand how these companies lose money on these highly profitable things. Like, I was watching a video about...
YouTube like, gets sued a lot.
Well, I was watching a video about, like, fucking Arby's.
Fucking Arby's? And,
was it my video? I just posted?
No, it wasn't. But it's kind of funny that you had the same company or whatever. But anyway, Arby's, like, was losing money. And like they had to file for bankruptcy. And I know that they're not, like...
That's Arby's.
Yeah, I know they're not the best, like, fast food restaurant ever. But, like, damn, dude. And I think, like, Wendy's was, like, losing money. And
no.
McDonald's was losing money. They had to file for bankruptcy. It's like, how the fuck are these companies losing money?
Well, in a business sense... a lot of companies will actually file for bankruptcy despite the fact that they're quite cash wealthy. It usually just
it be a stock
helps,
thing too.
Yeah, it helps with a lot of taxes. They get a lot of like tax deducted from that. You have to be in a certain position, but you don't actually have to be like broke in order to file for bankruptcy. Like 50 Cent did it a while back, despite the fact that he was still like unbelievably wealthy.
Despite the fact he only has 50 cents?
Yes, he only had 50 cents. He was down to his last 50
More like
50
zero
cents.
Cents.
Good bit, fellas. Well done. We made it funny.
Goons Podcast, funny moments.
Yeah.
Part 57, I think that's what we're on now.
But yeah, they probably aren't actually bankrupt. I don't think McDonald's is going out of business anytime soon. I think they're just trying to avoid taxes.
Well, it wasn't anytime soon when that happened. But it was like something that a lot of like fast food restaurants do. So they just lose money some kind of way.
That's kind of bog.
I don't understand how that happens.
I don't know.
I don't understand business.
No, there's so many like loopholes that they like probably try to play it off all the time. Like, oh, we barely
made. Many Jew holes I want to stick my cock in.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next topic of conversation. I got banned from Battlefield.
Can we talk about that now?
Wait, can we talk about that yet?
Yeah, I can say
did
that
you
now.
Did you guys upload? Did you
it
guys
came
upload
out a couple days ago. Yeah, yeah, everybody uploaded it.
All right, well then have at it, boys.
So,
all right.
Basically, what happened is
the McNastier is saying it does not directly reflect the views of me and Duke.
Nope. Yep. I had no part in this, really.
Yep.
No, it wasn't your
guys'
fault
at all. Just met this guy today. I don't know what his name is. Who is this guy
talking
the
NDA,
right now?
The NDA is already cleared. The game has been out for a couple days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What game?
Yeah, what?
Whatever.
Go ahead. Go ahead and tell your story that I don't know anything about.
Me, Soup, and the Dew all got a ad together, and Tuxbird. Tuxbird was also there, to play Battlefield, to play beta Battlefield before it came out. We played with developers and played against a ton of other creators, and I got kicked from that. Basically, what happened is they had a little live stream before the actual thing started to show you what game mode you're going to play and you know how to play it and whatnot. And on the third day, the very last day of recording, I was in the live stream and I asked one of the devs, how do I turn my character into Amaranth? And I guess they just did not like that. And
it was a little bit more than that.
That wasn't the only thing, fucker.
That has to be the reason I got kicked, though, because they deleted that.
You're also
that.
Making fun of the broadcaster. You made fun of his hair.
The game dev had...
Dude, he had berries and cream guy hair.
Okay, so maybe it was warranted.
I didn't say your hair looks fucking stupid, idiot. Kill yourself.
Still
they probably knew appearance. What you were doing.
Okay, so McNasty has a problem with sleep schedule, so he's underselling this a little bit. McNasty got up at the ass crack of dawn, rearranged his whole life for this.
Yeah, like 7 a.m.
3 days straight, and on the third day, I made a comment about like how it looked like everybody was bots in the chat. McNasty's like, well, I guess we could fix that. And then he started just ripping on people in chat. and he got banned.
Yeah. People have been commenting on my Battlefield videos too, like speculating, like, I guess this is the one McNasty got kicked from.
Well, yeah, because if you watch your video, I'm there the first half, and then the second half, I'm just gone.
We were playing, and McNasty just got Thanos snapped out of that Discord server. Yeah. He was just gone.
Oh, it was so funny.
I was sitting here eating. I was eating Chick-fil-A breakfast, and I heard Tuxbird talking. All of a sudden, his voice was just gone. Yep. And I finished my Chick-fil-A. I figured I just, like, lagged off of Discord. And I finished my breakfast, and I look over, and I'm not in the Discord chat anymore. And I go back to the live stream, like, hey, why did I get kicked? Then I immediately get kicked off of the live stream. And I'm just like, fuck.
It's so funny from my perspective. I was just sitting there in bed, just woke up. I look over at my phone. I see, I think, originally asked where McNasty went. And McNasty's like, I got fucking kicked. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Because I knew you guys were doing the Battlefield thing. I just started asking McNasty what happened. Just the way you were describing it was so funny. You're so fucking heated about getting up and then just getting kicked on the last day like a dumbass.
On the last day.
They sent a server-wide message, too.
Saying that we had to remove somebody.
A toxic member.
We have zero tolerance for anything unprofessional. Now, to be fair to McNasty, nothing he said was really, like, abhorrently bad.
No,
would be considered unprofessional, I guess, but it wasn't like he was saying slurs or anything in there.
Yeah, he didn't do anything fucked, but I guess...
Yeah, personally, I feel like they might have overreacted
a little bit. My theory is still that because you mentioned another creator by name, to avoid something getting out of, like, Amaranth seeing that and being like, EA, let this guy harass me. Even though, obviously, you didn't.
But I wonder if the same thing would have happened was, like, how do I turn my character into PewDiePie? Do you think the same thing would have happened?
Probably not, because at the time, anyway, he's not as controversial as...
What if I said, how do I turn myself into Mini-Lad?
I
think it's because you made another person that was in there upset, is what happened.
Oh, yeah. You also... I think that was the catalyst, right? Because you started a little mini-fight with another
creator.
Yeah,
there was some guy that said, like... I'm so glad you're here for your witty and edgy comments.
Yeah, it was so passive aggressive.
Yeah, someone complained, which I think is what ultimately made them
right.
Yeah. Because they did say there's zero fucking whatever
tolerance.
Jeff mode. Yeah. So.
I don't even think that I replied to anything back though. Did I say something to that guy? I don't think I did.
What did you say back to him?
I think I just said like you're welcome.
So,
I wasn't like, shut the fuck up, loser.
Then some IGN member was like...
Well, the reason it makes me think it was the Amaranth comment is because when I made the Amaranth comment, it almost immediately got deleted, and then right after that, the IGN person said, are you okay?
Yeah, that was
and
probably
I said, my
the
therapist
comment,
says no.
Since that was the one that got deleted.
Because they didn't react to anything else, but the Amaranth comment did delete it almost instantly.
The thing I find the funniest is we all got invited to an Apex stream a long time ago, a sponsored stream.
Oh, we were fucking retards on the Apex stream.
Number one, during the stream, we were literally soup was shit talking EA.
Oh, dude, I was. Do you remember me? I was flaming the game. Oh, yeah. I was like, this is fucking terrible.
I hate this.
I want to leave.
Just did absolutely nothing. But then the Discord is what made me laugh the hardest. You literally, McNasty was the first meme I saw. This was like 5 a.m. too. So I was just like so tired of
four.
It was funny.
4 a.m., dude. I remember.
And there was a fucking naked black guy with a firecracker up his ass. And the caption was African Space Program. And McNasty put that in their Discord. Not a word. And he just started posting like shit posting like crazy. Soup reposted the fucking.
Yeah, it was me, McNasty, Dew, and Schlatt like going back and forth just posting bullshit.
Yeah, it was, yeah, that one was bad.
That was
way
so
worse.
So funny. Yeah, you guys got away with like
I'm
awful
still in
stuff.
That one.
Yeah, so am I. Sometimes when I need a good laugh, I go back and like everyone else is talking about, everyone's like, good game, guys. And then there's just a horse throwing
up.
Oh,
I know. That's what made it funny. It's like after everybody around, everybody like, oh my God, I got shot you right in the head. I got a headshot. And we're just posting like racist memes and shit.
In the EA server for the Battlefield stuff, I was posting some stuff as well, but nothing like overly fucked. Because I actually really do like Battlefield, and I was happy to be there because I genuinely enjoy the game. So I was being a little more... on the
conservative
Yeah, a little on the, like, you know, good side of things. But I was posting, like, ripped buff men GIFs. Yeah. And, like, like me when I play Battlefield or something, or, like, average Battlefield player. Just, like, these ripped men.
Yeah. Oh, at least it wasn't a naked black guy with a firecracker up
his
ass.
You would have been...
Yeah, you would have been gone. They would have definitely real quick. Me. Yeah, you would have been sent to Allah if you posted that one there. I don't know why they were so much more strict for. Actually, you know what the reason probably was? Hmm. The Apex streams we did, that was all Australian EA, not US EA. So Australian EA,
it's
probably
a totally
just
different vibe.
Just did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it's a good time.
They were also just ignoring us. Like, they weren't giving us any
Nobody
attention.
Acknowledged us at all.
Yeah, no one said anything to us. They were just like, all right,
I don't think
retards
we were mentioned.
Do their thing and they'll calm
down. I don't
think
down. We were mentioned by name once during the Apex streams, any of them. I don't think, like, everyone else would have, like, one of the EA team members messaging them being like, good game, and then we got nothing.
I think everyone knew our place
like,
there.
Who are these?
Yeah, because everybody else there was, like, known Apex, like, YouTubers.
We were like
the
YouTubers.
And we were just, like, the retards of the campaign, so.
I'm happy that that's our stamp on the industry.
Me too.
That we are the fucking retards that, like, we get no, like, mainstream coverage. Like, nobody gives a fuck.
You know what? We bring a unique audience in.
Yeah.
That they normally would not get.
I think
get.
We have the best audience, though, because our audience actually cares about our personality and the comedy and shit. Like, I feel like a lot of the, like, pro player scene, like, if you're not, like, playing well, then the audience doesn't really give a fuck about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, or if you, like, yeah. trade to a team that they don't like as much, they're just never...
That's what I love about being a comedy creator, yeah. is we just, like, it's just timeless.
Yeah, yeah, it's
yes,
not
sir.
Like, you know, Pokimane viewers where they're just waiting for her to, like, slip her foot up on stream or something.
Well, speak for yourself, Blar, because there's a lot of people in my chat waiting to see my feet, so...
Okay, other than
just
Supes
show
fans.
Your, just... Like, pick up your webcam one day, just boom, show your feet. Be like, here's
Sometimes
my feet,
Sometimes I pull my shirt down so you can see my chest hair a little bit.
That's kind of that's pretty. You got hot. A lot of chest hair?
I would say like a shaved Sasquatch.
Mm. A little stubble? Sasquatch
like a little,
stubble?
Like a poorly shaved Sasquatch.
Okay. I've never seen a Sasquatch, so I'm having trouble really
identifying
this. Oh,
dude, you
got to
see one. I think I've seen one in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. How was Tennessee?
It was good, dude. I was in the mountains fucking... With the moonshine wizards.
Mm.
That sounds racist. What is a moonshine wizard?
Don't worry
what are
you
doing
about
to
it?
Them?
What went on with the those guys?
Well, I'll tell you this. All right. Mm-hmm. I was in Tennessee, and I saw like one of those old police cars, like a Crown Vic.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And it had like all these fucking attachments to the rear view mirrors and like shit on it. All around it, and it had on the back of it in a big black font, like a sticker that said U.S. Bigfoot Patrol. And I wish I would have got a picture with it, but I
there
didn't.
There was a dude that used to drive around the closest big city I lived to. He used to drive around in a car. It was an old Crown Vic, and it still looked like a police car, but it was like discontinued. And he just put like a really professional looking sticker that said Booty Patrol on the side.
Oh,
and
God.
He used to just drive around downtown and like honk his horn at attractive woman, but I'm pretty sure he got arrested. I don't know if it was because of the booty patrol, but I know that that is no longer a thing, but it was funny.
Mm. It might have been too close to like impersonating a cop, maybe.
Yeah, like it had the lights and everything.
This is a very, very poor resolution image, but that is the... What the
what
fuck
kind
is
of virus
that?
Is that?
What is a JFIP file?
The Bigfoot file. Here's the Google link. Just click
I don't
on
want
that.
To open it.
Did that open anything?
It opened a
that
Google
just opened
search.
Just
Google.
That opened regular cars.
Let me find this picture.
Oh, I think I see it. Yeah. Yeah, okay, I see it. That's pretty incredible.
So I saw that. That was.
You know
pretty,
what else is incredible?
What? Awesome. Oh, are you? Are we? Was that a good segue?
Goons code gamer subs.
Yeah, I did good.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. Use code goons for it's now 20% off for Black Friday.
It's 20% off right now. Yeah.
I wonder how many people have actually died because they used our code and drank G subs yet. I wonder if there's like a statistic.
I don't know.
No one has ever died using G. Well, I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. If that's,
I
don't.
I wonder,
hopefully, no one's ever
listen,
died using
G-Subs.
Use
G-Subs. Our code and buy some of that suspicious powder online. And if you die, we're legally not responsible, so it doesn't matter.
I think if you're too retarded to not understand how caffeine works, you shouldn't.
Yeah,
be
don't dry
scoop
the whole container or whatever.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm honestly, I'm probably about to do it now. Because
yeah,
I
you should just pour the powder into your mouth and then take a little swig of water. And you are good to go.
Did you know people have been getting having like heart attacks doing that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Because it goes to your like bloodstream
code
way too
goons,
fast.
If you want to have a heart attack, G-Subs, baby.
Yep.
No, but seriously, if you drink it normal, it is perfectly healthy and great, and it tastes fantastic. There's a lot of really good flavors.
If you get to the point where you've done so much caffeine that you're riding on the back of the rainbow serpent, you know you've made it.
What is a rainbow serpent?
But don't stop till then, pussy.
Yeah, don't stop until...
Is that a gay snake?
Until you're on the rainbow circle.
That's what I call my dick.
A little gay dick.
Yeah. Because you have a little gay, yeah, a little gay wiener. Stupid gay dude wiener.
I don't have a gay wiener, McNasty.
A little gay dude wiener.
Why'd you say that, you say that so sadly?
He's so defeated. He's so defeated by the gay wiener.
I don't have a gay wiener.
Gay wiener club.
GWC.
I'm going to get that tattooed above my ass.
I'm going to get an ass tattooed above my ass.
Why? Why would you do that? What
would
you gain from
it? It
would
throw off the sexual predators.
They
would, like,
just start fucking your tailbone.
Yeah, they would start, yeah, they'd start fucking my backbone. And they'd give me some time to get away. They'd probably have a little bit of lubrication on there so I could just like flip over and like slide away.
You have a weird brain.
Nasty, you were a bed for two people having sex. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, but I was 14.
That sounds so much worse than it really was. It sounds like you visited the gym coach after class. That is not what happened.
I visit before and after.
BAA before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're Mr. Bye, acronym bye. Man today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of acronyms for me.
Acronym guy.
All right. Really bad superhero.
That'd be kind of a cool power, though. Like, somebody could read you like a whole like long sentence and you just like SA 4 10.
Give me
eight,
the,
nine. Wait, why am I saying numbers?
What's the use for acronym man?
Acronyms?
Yeah, but I mean like why does
I
that need
don't
to be done?
Know.
In case you need an acronym for your business that you're starting.
This is the most retarded conversation I've ever been listening to on this podcast.
Yeah, but acronyms are communist.
What?
I don't
know. All right.
What are we talking about?
McNasty, why do you sound so tired?
McNasty was saying it was a cool superpower, and I was saying how. Like, literally, how is that cool?
Acronym guy.
Yeah, I don't think that's very cool. But I don't think we need to discuss that any further. I think we...
Crab charge, man. What do you think is the most useless superhero?
You.
That, like, actually exists?
Aquaman.
Joe Biden.
Oh, that is...
Did you say Joe Biden?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he part of the MCU now?
I thought he was in Marvel and DC.
Both? And DC.
Wow.
He's across two universes.
He's so
good
powerful.
For him. Taking a nap at two places at once. Awesome. Good for him.
What's one place on Earth you never want to go?
North Korea.
Probably a...
Why?
That's a good answer.
Well, actually, what...
Probably the Sahara
Desert.
I've heard
people say that. Like, what if North Korea is actually secretly a paradise and they just don't let anybody
in?
Well,
if by paradise you mean eating NFTs as food, then yes.
Okay. Well, then by definition, I would say not paradise.
They don't have internet. There's no way they can get an NFT.
They get the printed JPEG of somebody else's NFT.
JPEG food. It's like plankton eating the hologram food.
Yeah, they get a JPEG of an apple mailed to their house. And they can eat that for dinner over there.
DoorDash is just a fucking tank rolling up. The military just walks up to your house and hands you a little fucking printed out piece of a banana.
Here are your rations for the day.
Here is your MRE, one printer paper.
Do not reproduce.
No. I am North Korean. I talk like this.
Yeah, I looked at everybody.
You don't know what they sound like. You've never been to North
Korea. My name's Kim Jong-un.
You've never been to North Korea. You don't know what they sound
like.
That
is actually
true. There have literally been journalists that have
visited
the country.
And
like,
yeah. And every journalist I read said they sound like this.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an American guy that like got thrown in their prison for a while because he ripped down a poster or something?
Yeah, that guy got fucked.
I have no idea.
Imagine just ripping down a poster and then going to prison.
Yeah, why do you think North Korea is the way that they are?
You gotta know better, though. You don't protest in North Korea.
Well, you do, but then you're gone forever. And never seen again. Nobody ever hears about you.
You go through the
ender cool place.
Portal.
Just about.
The North Korean ender portal.
What if North Korea is just Minecraft?
Okay.
And
we've crossed that line now.
How would that happen? What, is there a vicious dictator in Minecraft that I don't know about?
Yeah, Herobrine.
The Ender Dragon.
I don't know
what that
Minecraft.
Is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
The Wither boss is Kim Jong-un.
All my hours of playing Minecraft have been in McNasty's little server.
Yep.
If I ever am told that I have a cancerous lump and I'm going to die in like 24 hours, I'm going to rent a Ferrari. And I'm going to gas it over the DMZ.
What?
Huh?
You know, like the border of North and South Korea, where they just stand and look at each other all day?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a DMZ. That's a DMZ, not the DMV. That's where you get your license.
I said DMZ.
I'm going to run into the front of a DMV.
He said DMV. I said
DMZ.
He's just going to go and get your
Ferrari
license?
Yeah,
I'm going
to go to the North Korean DMV.
And kill some people. Yeah, baby.
No. I was so lost.
No, I'm going to gas it over the border where they stare at each
other. Yeah, that's probably going to start another war, but that's cool.
And see what happens. Well, I won't be able to see what happens because I'll probably
you'll be dead.
Nudes.
You'll be dead within seconds.
Yeah.
Probably. We should do a vlog, like just go in there and seeing like what kind of bullshittery we can get away with.
No, I don't think I will.
Almost nothing.
What if I stand on the border?
Why don't you start a prank channel in North Korea? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
What if I stand on the border in South Korea and I pee-pee into North Korea?
They'll probably shoot your dick off.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You've never seen this flow, brother. I can make this flow go about 3 feet on a good day.
Is that impressive?
And I don't know. Maybe you'd be okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about
I've never tried to pee straight.
Yeah, I feel like if you made like a North Korean prank channel, you'd have one video where you're doing pranks, and then every video after that would just be like extreme propaganda with like a gun to your head.
I was turning into John Cena.
Yeah, just talking about the incredible leadership in North Korea.
You mean Zhang China?
Your prank would be like over harvesting rice, funny moments.
I would turn into Zhang Sup.
Harvested more rice than Master wanted me to. Funny moments.
What is your favorite sandwich meat?
What a dumb question.
What an awful transition that was.
Man, great conversationalist.
Talking about North Korea, what's your favorite sandwich?
Just gonna flex on them because they can't eat.
Salami's pretty good.
There's two sandwiches from.
Thank you, dude.
Gotcha, baby.
You ever have Firehouse Subs?
Thanos Subs? No.
No, Firehouse Subs.
Oh, Thanos Subs?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
We have one here, but I've never had it.
It's pretty good.
I had Thanos Subs today. I had the Italian. It was good.
Well, Firehouse Subs.
Thanos Subs?
They have
Thanos Subs? Yeah.
No,
they have a sub called the New York Steamer, which sounds like butt sex.
Oh, no.
But it's actually
don't
pretty
get that,
good.
You sicko. That's your Firehouse order?
Yeah.
It's good. Or the ranch one. The turkey bacon ranch. That
brother,
one's
listen,
nice.
You got to get the Italian, brother. Okay? I had the Italian
Dude,
today.
I hate it really because meatballs are flying all
you
over the place.
Italian's Borg!
Confirmed.
Yeah, they're Italian.
I've never had an Italian sub with meatballs.
No, it's an Italian. It's like ham, salami, cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nuggets.
Okay, well, that sounds good aside from the doo doo nuggets.
Have you had the doo doo diarrhea footlong?
Mm-hmm. Exclusively.
I cannot remember.
The DDF?
Yeah.
Your superpower sucks, McNasty. Acronym man.
Just saying, hey, have you ever the DDF from Firehouse? It's just, I don't know, it's just quicker. That's the benefit of Acronym
Firehouse
man.
Firehouse is my favorite sub place. You gotta, the steak and cheese is really good too.
Oh,
you gotta,
I had that. That was real good.
Next time you go, ask them if they have Captain Sorensen sauce.
Captain Sorensen?
Sorensen.
There's way too many vowels. I will not remember that.
Okay, we'll say dadle pepper sauce then, or whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck is a dadle pepper?
Isn't
pepper?
That what it's called? I don't...
Dadle?
I'm not up to date on my peppers, okay?
Are you thinking of
a
dill
brand
pickle?
New pepper made in 2021?
It's D-A-T-I-L. Is it not dadle?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Dadle pepper.
Listen, you
it looks like a habanero.
Sons of bitches. Blarg, I'm going to link it to you now.
Okay.
Captain Sorensen's dadle pepper sauce. Dude, you got to get that.
They literally look like habaneros.
You gotta get
I've
that
seen
shit.
That sauce there.
Dude,
I've seen it on the shelf.
Get a fucking Italian and put that sauce, like dip your sub into that shit.
What are we doing to him?
Okay, I'm going to do that next time I'm there. And if it's bad, I'm bringing a gun to your house.
Please, kill me. That's how confident I am in that sauce. It's so good, dude.
Damn, wow. Okay. All right, that says a lot. So I don't.
That was a good ad read for Dr. Sorensen.
Use code GOONS at Firehouse.
That was better than our actual ad read that we had to do today.
Yeah. Use code GOONS for gamer subs, please. You might die, but it'll be fine. Just do it.
Stop saying that. You're
not
going to die.
You're not going to die. Use as directed.
Hospitalized at best.
You might lose a leg or something, but don't worry.
You also
Grandpa
might grow a third dick. So
true.
That's so, wait, a third?
A third.
Yeah, the first initial cup gives you an extra one already.
Guaranteed
Have
dick.
You not been drinking G-subs?
Yeah.
I've been drinking the caffeine-free one. Maybe that's a problem.
Oh, that's your problem.
Oh, okay.
Pussy,
well,
pussy.
Well, I don't drink caffeine anymore, so I'm shit out of luck.
Oh, well, you're retarded.
Pussy, pussy.
Thank you.
Yeah, drinking caffeine all the time is
I actually reduced mine a lot, too. Because I was just too dependent on it. Yeah. I don't like being dependent on a drug.
Yeah, that was my issue. Is like, if I was traveling or something and it couldn't get caffeine, I'd be exhausted that whole day and have a headache. And I'm like, I do not want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But to be honest, I feel a lot better without it. Like, I don't wake up all groggy anymore.
Yeah.
I used to wake up so groggy and like feeling like shit.
It's so bad at first. Like you have migraines and
headaches. That's a big reason why I stopped drinking Monsters. Remember every single time we recorded, always crack one a Monster, chug it, big old burps.
That still happens.
just gets annoying.
Well, what I've started doing with my G-Sup, since we're getting so much of it now because we're sponsored, is I've been making a little cocktail of G-Sups, embalming fluid, and black tar heroin.
Oh!
And that shit will get you fucking up and running, baby. Use code GOONS on G-Sups.
Now, we can't get you black tar heroin.
I feel
we
like
don't
the
have
heroin and the caffeine would just cancel your out.
Yeah.
And you just feel normal.
Well, wait. Heroin's a downer, right?
Perfectly balanced.
Yeah, then you would just be completely sober.
No, you want to mix both. Trust me. It gets your head on a swivel, baby. Stay frosty.
People have done... have you ever heard of a... what is it called?
Yeah.
It's when you do heroin and cocaine at the same time.
Speedball.
I think it's called like a speedball. Yeah, people die from that.
Well, no shit.
Because your body is getting a downer.
People die from normal heroin, McNasty.
Well, yeah, but your chances of dying from a speedball are much higher because
it's kind of like a speedball when you do G subs. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, you have to do G subs and Xanax together.
Don't do drugs.
This is all completely satire.
Do G-Subs.
Unless you're taking normal pills from the Dream music video. Take those.
Yeah.
Only do drugs if Dream SMP tells you to do them.
That's right.
Did you, did you guys
eat concrete.
You guys ever watch that music video?
No.
Fuck no, Blarg. I'd rather get castrated on Fox News.
You're missing out on some good content. That shit is fucking awful. It's hilarious. No, it's fucking hilarious. I didn't end up putting the video up, but I watched it on stream for the first time. Me and my chat just ripped it apart, but I didn't really want the stains to come from my neck. Yeah, so I didn't end up posting it. I didn't end up posting it. But yeah, dude, it is horrendous. It's a good time. You should definitely watch it.
What do they even do? Like, what goes on?
He's all sad. He's in his bed. He's like, man, life sucks because I'm taking my normal pills.
Wait, is this a Minecraft like AMV type thing, or is this an IRL?
No, it's
thing?
Like he actually tried to make music, and like no, it's like animated. It's
okay.
Awful, but
okay, go ahead.
And he tried to like I don't know. He tried to sound like Juice WRLD, but if Juice WRLD was 9, and grew up in the suburbs,
trying to tell people to not take their medication.
Yeah, not take their medication. So he's all sad. He hates himself, and then he throws out. his bottle that says normal pills written on it. He throws it in the garbage.
And then he picks up some G-Sups, baby, let's go!
And he's a new man. He's a new man. He sees the world through new eyes. So long story short, if your doctor put you on antidepressant medication, throw him out. Because Dream says so.
He's a doctor. Trust him. Can your doctor speedrun Minecraft? Yeah. Doubt it. Take the advice of Dream.
Have you seen any videos of the Discord shit that goes on in there?
No.
The, like, Dream Discord shit? Bro, I was watching.
I'd imagine it'd be, like, super flooded with shit.
Bro, I was watching some TikTok shit for my second channel, you know, and there was, like, some Dream Discord cancer that was, like, this girl was in the voice chat saying that she's, like, not joking either, like, that she's dream sexual.
Oh! Dude, this guy hasn't even showed his face. He could literally look like a horse hoof, and then nobody knows. Like, what are you, how are you attracted to a man? You don't even know what they look like.
You ever just die of cringe?
It was pretty bad, dude. It was pretty bad. And, like, the... Dude, she was very obviously not even fucking 18, and she's just like...
Of course not.
Like, I feel it gets me.
I feel like no 18-year-old is going to be...
But, like, what the fuck are you... Where are your parents? Where are your parents? Where are your parents?
Where's your father?
Probably dead.
Get off fucking Discord talking about your...
Go eat dinner with your family.
Sexually attracted to a Minecraft streamer?
That's got to be the worst sentence I've ever heard.
Usually, it's the other way around.
Yeah, that's the first time the miner has been the one chasing the... Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Usually the miner's chasing them diamonds. Get
that's
it?
Right. Because
they're mining diamonds. Mining diamonds. Mining that diamond ore.
You're
mining away.
You're a word I can't say. Anyway.
Damn. You're a word that I can say.
Sweet. You're a Swedish man.
I'm not even 1% Swedish.
You are not Swedish, man.
A Caucasian of brown, but I look white. It's pretty awesome.
Caucasian of brown.
No. I didn't say Caucasian.
Yes, what you said.
Did I say Caucasian?
You said Caucasian of brown.
What did I meant to say? Jeez, I'm having a
concoction?
Stroke. Concoction. There we go.
You're stupid.
Concoction of brown.
You damn boy.
You know what? I'm just gonna drink gamer subs and...
Ooh, okay. Use Kugoons.
It's what happens. It's what happens when you don't use code goons. You just have strokes.
You die of stroke brain. Use code goons.
Strokey the goldfish.
You're a code goon and a goon code goon. I feel like we're the only person that has ever been...
We're all one person. We are one conglomerate.
It is now our personality.
I'm gonna say people.
To you. So I feel like we're the only people that have been sponsored by GamerSubs that have mentioned the code several times during
it's
the video.
It's almost like they're the only company that's ever going to sponsor this dog shit, and we don't want to lose it.
And it's almost like it's the only way we might get any money other than McNasty.
We have, Well, we're not getting that. Yeah. We have attachment issues.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes I try to upload files and it doesn't upload properly.
That was a good joke. Yeah. I like that joke, Sue. It took me a minute, but I got it, and I said,
I am making bread from dust.
Making bread from dust? You mean flour and water?
Did I stutter?
Flour's dust.
God made the first man from dust.
Did he?
He made Adam from the dust of the earth. So earth
cum. How did he make a 3090 then?
It's probably cum.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What day did God make the 3090 on? I don't know. I need to brush up.
Come.
Dude, how many days into existence are we?
47.
Several.
Well, we got like 3.4 billion with Earth, I think, now. Yeah, 3.4, 3.5 billion.
Damn! So
no, somewhere in there.
I wonder what happened this day in history.
Probably nothing good. History has a
In what history? Last year? 10 years ago?
JFK got assassinated today?
Let's go! Again? They got him twice?
Well, a couple years ago, dude.
QAnon was right, guys. He's back.
They dug up his corpse and did it again.
Shit, double tap for the poor fella.
Did that actually happen today, dude?
What? I guess.
Well, it wasn't like today, but yeah. I'm sure it did.
This day you guys ever seen the video? Story.
Yeah, I had to do a...
JFK getting his head blown off? Yeah.
I had to do a wild. Whole college project on that shit. Conspiracy theories and stuff.
What is head being blown off? Was it a fake head?
No, just like...
What is a conspiracy?
Like, who done it? Because, you know, there's like a lot of different theories about like who had it done or whatever.
Yeah.
In 1995, Toy Story was released on this day.
That's big.
Huge.
Did you guys know Toy Story was almost not a film because somebody... deleted like half of it on accident, but some lady had half of it on a hard drive at her house and saved it.
How does that happen?
Yeah, something went wrong there.
I bet they got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, for deleting half of a multi-million-dollar movie. I'm sure they got put in timeout.
Dude, in 1220 on this day, after promising to go to the aid of the Fifth Crusade within 9 months, Frederick II is crowned emperor by Pope Hornius.
Hornius. Okay. Well, we don't even want to know he's horny for.
Okay, it's actually pronounced Honorus, but we're going to call him Hornius.
Yeah, we are.
Hornius.
These are progressively getting less and less interesting.
Dave tied his shoe in 1820.
In 1928, King George is confined to bed with a congested lung.
No, not King George. Oh, he's in bed with a congested lung.
Dude, nothing interesting has happened on this day since 2008. We gotta make some
JFK
history today.
Got shot. What do you mean?
I mean, on this day in history, like nothing on this day in history, like nothing interesting has happened on this
day. Okay, well, what do you want to do?
2008.
You have some guns. We could probably make something happen there.
I could go buy 50 pounds of Tannerite and make something happen.
Ooh, we could have a gender reveal party, shoot out a cannon, kill some people.
Yeah. Wait, what? No. Maybe?
No?
No, we don't do that.
No.
Not here on the podcast, pregnant? At least.
Dude's pregnant? Dude is pregnant.
Pregnant.
Write that in history.
Okay, he's pregnant. I'm going to get a beer because he's pregnant. Let's go, boys.
I'm going to have a little butt baby. It's going to come out my butt.
Let's go, boys.
He's pregnant with a burrito.
What a...
Dude is pregnant with chicken and rice.
That's a good baby. Did Soup actually just...
What did you eat today, dude?
Leave to go...
I had pancakes and chicken breast and a glass of milk so far.
Like all
you
one meal?
Yeah, like you have an autism diet.
You had chicken breast and pancakes?
Yeah, I had like my
it's chicken and waffles, but great value for both of those.
Was it like fried or was it,
it was
like
a grilled chicken
like
breast.
A boiled piece of chicken? Yeah.
Well, I always have...
Oh, that sounds weird.
I always have chicken, but then I was like, I want pancakes, so I had pancakes. I'm sorry, I don't have, like, perfectly, like, stereotypical meals like you. Like, ham, eggs, and sausage for breakfast.
Like, if it was the fried chicken, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. Fried chicken pancakes sounds good. Sounds good as fried. But, like, a grilled piece of chicken with pancakes? I don't know. Just
when's the last time y'all had Long John Silver's?
Never.
10 years ago, probably.
Wait, what did you ask, Soup?
When's the last time you had Long John Silver's?
Whoa, Soup, do you open up a can of... G-sups there?
Yeah,
when was
dude.
Last time I had a what?
Yo, use code goons, man.
My band got booked for a second show.
I know you said that already.
Yeah, we already know that.
You did? When did you say that? I didn't know that.
Barg didn't know.
Yeah, you're doing it in December, aren't you?
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
See, he dared mention that off of podcast, so...
Oh my god, he spoke to you guys off the podcast?
I know, unmonetized.
Were you guys at least recording?
True, I'm sorry that if I had
I'm
news
disgusted.
That I let you guys know before we started making
I am disgusted by your action, Soup.
Angry.
You did not monetize every part of our friendship.
Angry.
No, that's awesome,
that's
though.
Great,
I'm
though,
excited
man.
For you.
Yep.
Shut up.
Let's see, what's the weather like in December there? Is it cold?
It's like on and off. It's
like,
random.
What's an average temperature there?
Like a light switch.
I would say average is probably like 60 throughout the day.
Oh, okay. That's pretty nice.
Maybe a little bit colder, and then later at night it'll...
That's how it is here.
It'll go to like 30
or cold
something.
As shit here now.
Okay. Yeah, it got real cold here.
Does it freeze there? It never freezes
here. Oh, I just got recognized in RuneScape. I'm lighting logs at the GE. Let's go.
tell them to use code Goons.
I'm going to say that right now.
I feel like half your fans don't even know what Goons are. He's probably just like, what
yeah,
is that?
It's probably about half and half.
Yeah. He's just he's an Omegle fan, yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Code Goons. What the fuck is Goons? Use code Hello Kitty Beginner Guitar. At Gamer Subs.
Dude, are you going to make a video with that other guitar that McNasty linked?
I might, dude. That thing's got to be should. A bitch to play, but that would make a dope video.
That would be
give
so
fucking
cool.
Give the people a hint.
Cool. Do you think you'd have the ability to play that?
Hey, give him a little teaser.
Michelangelo Badio, two Siamese twin guitars fused at the asshole.
That's a pretty good hint.
That sounds like something on the periodic table.
Yeah, it is.
Where the fuck are you going to put that thing, though?
I don't even have enough room for an additional guitar in this place as it is, let alone that. I guess it comes in...
You need to rent out a storage
dude,
unit somewhere.
You should put it on the front of your car, like some people put, like, big-ass antlers. You should put, like, your double-ended guitar.
Is that street legal?
Just put it on your front of your F-150.
God, that would be sick.
Dude does not have an F-150. Because
that's what dude drives.
No.
Can you imagine it, bro? It'd be like a little Mario jump sound effect every time you tried to get
in. Let's go!
Just a little boing every time you tried to get into the front
dude,
seat.
You should drive
just get,
a
like,
truck.
One of those wheelchair lift ramps.
To compensate
to
for my midget-itis.
You would look sexy in a truck, dude. A big,
thanks,
jacked
baby.
Up fucking F-350.
Big old boom, 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 boom,
everyone
boom,
around
boom,
here
boom.
Drives them. I'm driving around in a little sedan. And everybody's in these giant trucks around here.
No, you gotta have Helga throw you into your lifted F-350.
I want to see Do roll some fucking coal, baby.
That should be your next like decently amounted purchase.
Decently amounted.
I don't know how to say it. Like I wouldn't say lavish because it's having a new car is pretty useful. Should be your next purchase.
Perhaps. I would probably argue a not shit stained bed should be, but
that too.
Okay, I feel like we've oversold this bed. It's not like fully brown. It's like
it's the fact that it's like a
quarter
even
size.
Even if it's completely clean, you can't see it. It's the fact that you shit on your bed and kept it.
I flipped it over. Why do I have to keep defending this?
If I blew shit all over my bed, it would be in a landfill somewhere almost immediately.
If I blew shit all over my bed, I would throw it through my neighbor's window. Fucking ungrateful piece of shit.
I think that's an act of terror, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's like bioterrorism.
I want to go surfing in my pool.
That's you get like malaria.
You're fully capable of doing that.
No, he is
want.
Not capable. There's no water. It is just frog.
Yeah, I would just be standing
on
the back.
Surfing
frogs.
With the frogs.
Surfing on a frog head.
Gross.
What song is that?
Running with the Devil.
Oh, it's Dancing with the Devil.
I think.
Surfing on a frog head. Yeah. Van Halen's message to the world.
That was his last thought. Was surfing on a frog head.
He said, man, I wish I didn't smoke cigarettes all these years and surfing on a frog head.
Died.
Then he died immediately.
Oh, that's all I want to go out. Surfing on a frog head. I wouldn't even know
chicken
where to
chicken in
start.
The corn, and the corn can't grow.
Did somebody just step on a mouse?
Here.
Yeah, what was that noise?
I heard like a squeak.
No, I actually wrapped it around my hard throbbing cough.
Is it okay?
Mm-mm. No way. Have you seen Dallas's dick?
No.
Never refer to me by my first name again, Eric.
Okay.
It's Dr. Mr. General Dallas to you.
Dr. Mr. Buddy. General Surgeon Lawyer Dallas.
Spaceman.
We've got like those commercials around here where like, you ever have one of those lawyers who's like, hi, I'm a pastor, a lawyer, a surgeon, a doctor, a minister, a pastor, and I'll take your case.
And you're sitting there like, ah, good for you. I make more than you, and I sit on my ass making gaming videos.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
All without a commercial.
Look at this poor bitch.
I like this duo. I like flexing duo.
It turns me on when you get all feisty
like
that.
Lawyer, okay. Pastor, okay. Surgeon, okay. Well, you're getting kind of close. Still nothing.
Maybe like a good month of revenue.
Astronaut?
Yeah, I haven't heard slightly racist content creator, so.
It's crazy.
Plays guitar on Omegle? Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
I got competition.
We're not racist.
Do you ever feel kind of bad about that?
What?
Like the fact that there are people that save lives and, you know, can cut open somebody's heart and heal them from dying?
I don't feel bad at all.
They should have just made video game video.
I mean, somebody's got to do it. It ain't going to be me.
Because technically, I mean... not in the same vein, but we kind of save lives.
No. No, absolutely not. I'm going to stop you there.
Well, some people are like...
It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe because, I don't know, I feel like some people will say it out of, like, just, like, trying to get attention.
Right.
But saying that in and of itself sounds so shitty because there probably is a few people who have actually, like, you know, like, have been pretty, like, in fucked up situations and they rely on us or other content creators to, you know, bring happiness and joy in their
life.
Well,
on my last show, the guy told me he was going to... You know, he was, like, down bad, thinking about killing himself, but, you know, our videos. I don't know, dude. I mean...
Don't say like, down bad for somebody
who wanted
to commit
suicide. That's what he said. I'm quoting him, bro. I'm quoting him.
I was down bad with the noose on.
It's a direct quote. He was down with the sickness, bro. I don't...
I mean, it's probably an overstatement to say that we're the sole reason, but we can be a part of it.
Yeah,
reason,
no, I'm sure. I mean,
that's probably more like it.
I don't think anybody's ever had a gun in their mouth and will turn on one of our videos and be like, you know what, I'm
like,
not going
to do
this
today. Kill themselves at like 3:59 and soup uploads. And he's like, meh, not today.
It's actually 4:59 EST.
Oh, dude, shit.
They're standing on the edge of a
bridge. You're not a real fan. You just see that little notification pop up.
Oh, and they just see like an apartment complex beside them.
Yeah, it says like
somebody's at their computer
like
watching
memes
one of
that made me laugh. Oh, not today.
You could have saved Kurt Cobain, but you didn't upload fast enough.
See, I always felt exactly how you guys felt until they started saying it to me in person. And then I'm like, well, if they're actually like...
Now I'm Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I should start a cult then. Thank you for letting me know about that.
No, I get what you're saying, though. It's different when it's in person rather than just text on a screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll get emails of shit like that, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I feel like you're kind of just trying to get,
to get a
attention,
response.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when they come and like shake your hand and they like hug you and shit, it's like, all right, maybe.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't. I actually laughed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you should have done it anyway.
You ripped a big old fart in their mouth.
What?
So you ripped a big old fart in their mouth.
I just punch them in the nose and run away. Throw battery acid on them. I give them a wedgie and just take off down the street.
Reach into your hand and smear shit. Reach into your hand? What did I just say?
Why? Were you already holding a turd?
I already knew what I was going to say.
The whole concert.
Reach into your predetermined turd bag. Your premeditated turd bag.
Yes.
Carry this thing around. Never know where you're going to need it.
Premeditated turd bag.
Gotta take this with me wherever I go, just in case.
Sounds like a band name hilarious. That might open for you at your next show.
Premeditated turd bag.
Premeditated turd bag.
I don't know if it needed a jingle.
Like one of those, like, punk bands that just like
what's
never
up for
made
premeditated
it.
Turd bag. 1, 2, 3, 4.
10.
1, 1, 1, 1.
Oh, they gent.
Our singer's retarded. Doesn't that count?
That's their phone password.
He can't count password.
Anyways,
Code Goons.
Code Goon.
Code Goon.
Code Gun.
Have you guys seen that? Todd Gun. I don't know if it's viral, but I keep getting tagged in it. The fucking video, the guy was like, I'm going to Bosch Norton Water Tower.
Dude, every fucking day.
No?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Bosch Norton what?
Oh, no.
He's like looking at a water tower and he's like, isn't it from like Michigan
or
something?
Oh, I know what you're talking
about.
But
he's talking in the Martin accent and he said he's going to commit a great crime and Bosch not in the water tower.
I wonder if he watches us.
I don't know
because
about
the
it.
Signs are there. I mean, it's dumb.
And you're gonna come in a water tower. That's you're alive. You're on this. You're in this plane.
I think my Discord went.
Oh, good joke. Funny joke. Funny joke.
I couldn't
funny
hear
joke.
You guys for like 30 seconds there.
Oh my god, you sounded like the mask dude from Majora's Mask, the one that sells the masks.
Oh, that pedophile guy? Yeah.
Wait, he's a pedophile?
Well, doesn't he look like he'd touch you in a dark alley as the moon's falling and crushing everybody?
Okay, well, there's a lot of people that look like that, and I'm sure they're great people.
Plar kind of looks like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Billy Ray Cyrus?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, you're mad because I got my mullet back, bitch. Fuck you.
You should grow a mullet, or cut a mullet, or how do you do mullets?
Grow a cucumber.
Okay.
And then what? What do I do after that?
That's it. Goodbye.
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 Thank you for growing cucumber. Goodbye.
Bye.
I might cut my hair into a mullet. I don't know, though, because I feel like it's kind of trendy now, and I like to stray away from those
It is.
Things.
You got to do, like, you got to do the 80s mullet, though, with, like, the fluffy front.
Yeah, it's like redone now.
John's got a good mullet.
What's better is a skullet. You guys know what that is.
Isn't that where you shave and then just leave hair at the back so the top of it is bald?
What, like the hockey haircut?
What?
Yes, you shave the whole top of your head and the back is long.
What do you mean the hockey haircut?
There you go.
That's what hockey players have, like shave the top of their head
bald.
Because
only Canadians would be dumb enough to get that haircut.
I played competitive hockey for 20 years and I've never seen a bald dude with the
you
back
ain't doing it right.
Long. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you American hockey players got a little something going on.
Am I pissing
you
blood?
Tell,
yeah,
tell me
that's
I wouldn't
it.
Look good with
yeah.
that. I could pull that off.
Nobody can pull that off.
I can pull that off, bro.
Bro, you. This looks like a 1500s monk haircut. yeah, no.
I'm tweeting that picture
out. Who is that?
You should Photoshop your face on it to kind of see what it would look like.
Who is this person?
No, I'm no pussy, dude. I'm going to send it.
Why does he have Sykuno's background?
What? Are you a girl? Or are you a little tiny
girl?
Who is that? Who is...
Why do you know
I've
that?
I've just seen his setup before, and it just that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Whatever the do.
I don't know who that is.
Whatever you say the do.
Are you Sykuno sexual now?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a Minecraft person?
Judge me for knowing... No, he's an Among Us person. Even better, right?
Oh, that's a little better.
If you were a loved one, is sus. Please call an
emergency
meeting.
We don't know what the fuck to talk about, like the last 10 minutes of the podcast.
Do we ever know what to talk about on any of the podcasts?
Yes, couple times.
Let's talk about the IRS.
They want me.
And how we hate them.
Don't like them. Stupid.
Paying taxes is dumb.
Hope they die. Yeah, paying taxes is fucking pretty.
Paying
fucking
how much
stupid.
We pay is dumb.
Try living in California. It's fucking terrible here trying to pay taxes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh.
Amogus.
Are we just gonna say random words?
Goons noises.
We could just say random words until the podcast on. I mean, it has been an hour.
Ass.
But we could just.
What are you guys gonna eat for dinner?
Danielle's picking us up sushi right now.
Probably chicken and salad.
Probably.
How much did you pay for them?
Chicken and pancakes.
Did I pay for sushi?
Yeah, your little Chinese sweatshop worker. They're going to cook
sushi
for
you? Japanese.
No, we're going to pick it up.
Oh, so okay. Uncultured.
Yeah. It's Japanese and Thai cuisine.
Well, I just know how uneducated Blarg is, so I was just kind of assuming things on his part.
Oh, okay.
You're smart. You're smart. Don't talk shit. Don't talk
Damn.
Shit.
how many years you go to college, Soup?
How many years did I go to college?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so many that I can't even count that high.
I don't think you went to college. You can't count that high.
I'm starting to think this guy didn't go to college at all.
I think the real question should be how much time did you spend in high school?
How much time did you spend in high school?
I'm real educated. I spent 14 years at high school.
Almost all the way.
I just graduated last week, man. Shit. I'm a GED boy. You can pull me an 18-wheeler anywhere.
Yeah, that's probably a thing.
What is your guys' dream sandwich meat?
Oh my god.
Why do you always talk about sandwich meat, you
fucker? Just go and work at Subway again. Fuck.
SpongeBob, Patrick, Mr. Krabs, Plankton.
Sandy!
Plankton. Girl.
What the fuck is happening?
It's a song.
What
SpongeBob, Patrick.
SpongeBob
and Perry?
Courage!
SpongeBob
did Pearl Harbor.
SpongeBob was a witness to Pearl Harbor but could say nothing.
Okay, I think we should...
What the fuck are we
I
doing?
I think we should end this Among Us. We should end this podcast.
We should go play
Among
Us.
In the
Among
Us podcast.
I would unironically.
Can we do a podcast where we just play Among Us with four of us? The whole podcast? Don't even show them the visuals.
Nope.
Just talk about Among Us.
I say we show the visual, but we put it in 4:3, put the opacity at 20%.
Pixelate by 200%.
And then bass boost the audio, but lower it. So it's just quietly like...
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you for joining today.
next podcast episode has been decided.
Among Us.
SpongeBob, Patrick. Hey, guys, thank you for listening to the Goons Podcast. If you enjoyed, please fucking listen something out, because this is dog shit. This is fucking awful.
you enjoyed What the Fuck Is Wrong With You?
If you enjoyed this, seriously, go to a psychiatrist, you fucked
Get
up,
your head examined, because there's something wrong.
Take your brain out and put a 3090 in that instead.
You need to take your happy medicines if you like this, for sure.
No, your normal pills, bro. Take the normal pills.
Normal pills, damn it.
Okay, download on Spotify. Please like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. And leave us some comments about shit to talk about, because we obviously don't have the brain power to talk about things on our
among
own.
Among us.
We just make noises.
Among us. Among us. Among us, funny joke number 1,286.
All right, goodbye!
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.